to get somebody to let loose.
Oh, at that point.
But it was classes of wild hog then.
Nothing like a.
It wasn't fed good. It was hungry all the time. Arched up.
Warthog or something like that. Uh-huh. No, there was nothing like that.
But not around this part. Now, I've never seen anything.
Well, they had tremendous problems with mosquitoes here for years.
Yeah, but they had to put that deal in.
They had a deal when I can remember as a kid. They used to come around every summer or in the fall, and the health department sprayed your house. And they had a little sticker that they put on your window that showed your house.
Had to move all your furniture out, and move everything, move your drapes, lay them back, and if they come in spray, you had to stay out there for several hours, just like fumigating.
Well, that's what it was.
But we don't do it anymore.
Interesting enough, that was DDT.
I know it.
Sure was.
One thing, when our homemakers, when the Agricultural Extension Service begun to put home agents in the different counties, why, they began to talk about put screens on your windows. With screens on your windows, and fasten up the places where they empty all the water out, where they breed, and all that kind of stuff. And that started, and then they would spray for it. And that night, now we used to have an old fogging machine to come down through the country and spray out like that. But they should stop that right now.
What year was Daddy said the mosquitoes were bad? 27?
57.
No,
not 27.
He said it'd follow you around, look like you had a black veil around you?
Yeah, they would just take... Well, see, that's lowland then. That's the reason.
You said you couldn't hardly breathe for them.
Well, you were talking about wild animals, different things. Mm-hmm. What, did they have other types of wild animals? What things would, like, get into your chicken nest and that sort of thing? What would they have...
We never had any. We had such a good chicken house here. And we didn't at home, we didn't have any.
Snakes.
About the only thing would be a regular chicken snake, is it called.
Well, do skunks do that? I have heard
that. I haven't seen a skunk. I wouldn't.
Is that what you
We never did have. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Have you ever heard of polecat?
Yeah.
Would that be the same?
No.
Now, that's something
polecats.
Not the same as a skunk.
A skunk is a guy with a stripe down his back.
Uh-huh.
And a polecat is kind of like a Cheap John Wildcat. It's a different kind of a deal.
I see.
Yeah.
Possums used to get into chickens too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They got the little chickens, possums.
Because I remember when that year we had all the possums out here in the chicken house, and I killed them out.
We had a mama possum and a bunch of little babies hatched off out there. We called it hatch. And one of the big combines out there. Mm-hmm. And she stayed out there, and them things was all over the place.
She had 13 or 14.
Yeah, she did. Just like little peas in the pot, and they was all hanging onto her back. No, the wild animals. Now, I don't know too much about the wild animals, except Charlie said snakes got into his pole shack. And the rats. Now, rats have been pretty bad, but the rats are not. See, you don't have any outdoor buildings that have feed in them. The corn bins and hog feed and stuff, and therefore the rats are not going to be there. We had a siege of squirrels.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, squirrels. It's the world of squirrels in Bible.
What type?
They originated, that was the gray squirrel, I guess you call it. Isn't that right, John?
Red fox now.
It's fox squirrel? Well, anyhow, they originated over here in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of them. Everybody's yard nearly got squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider them a nuisance in a way, because they can be used for food.
Now, what about those...
We don't have pigeons.
Don't have pigeons?
Not hardly any pigeons anymore. I used to have a few. They were just pets for some kids.
What about woodpeckers?
Oh, we welcome the woodpeckers. They keep the grubs eat up.
Oh,
and
do
all
they?
The locusts, yeah, they eat up everything. We don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing we don't like is a blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps the berries picked off. And
what about owls?
No owls. There used to be hoot owls a long time ago, back when he had his pole shack. He said you could hear them talking to one another.
Oh,
he called it talking.
Uh-huh.
They'd hoot owls. Yeah.
Well, what about, talking about squirrels,
I
didn't ask this. Do they have those ground squirrels around here?
No, we have
chipmunks.
Moles, quite chipmunks. A bit.
Chipmunks,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, we don't. But we do have moles, quite a few moles in the ground, yeah. We have a lot of slugs and stuff creep around in the little slimy skin. We have a lot of locusts. They call them locusts. It's that thing that chirps real loud in the late afternoon.
Cicada.
And, yeah, what do you call them?
Cicada.
Cicada, yeah.
Well, what about, did you ever have trouble with you know, with wool clothes and things, with them eating
moths.
Yeah, and things like that.
Everybody has a...
You have that here.
I think they're being brought back more now because so many people are rummaging and so many people don't pay attention to what they have, you know. But wool, you know, wool is not... people don't buy as many wool clothes as they used to.
Oh, that's true.
And the only time that people get them sometime is buying rummaging things or stuff that's laid up a long time. We have a lot of antique places around here, but really junkyards. And they go up north and they take all of those things in one home.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when they bring it back down here, then it's exposed to the public. And a lot of that is saturated through. But that's a very small thing because you can get rid of that.
Yeah.